Okay, we're still doing Simin Kufkaf Halakha Aleph. Last time we started talking about which materials do or do not need Tefillah's Candle. We sort of just did some of the more basic things then. Particularly, we spoke about that metal needs Tefillah, that's Min HaTorah. Glass needs Tefillah Min HaRabbanan, because you could melt it and turn it back into a new glass. Those are like the basic things we talked about last time. Okay, now we're going to move on to some other things. And the first is, when we say Midraban, the Chacham included glass, because Kinesh Tavu Yeshlam Takana, such a thing. Were they specific to that thing, specific to glass? Or does that mean to include any material that would have that property, Kinesh Tavu Yeshlam Takana? Would Chazal include that in their Takana also? That, of course, is renegade to plastic, which is a taka, shayla, not quite about it, because plastic also has that same property, especially if we understood it with glass, but it has the same property as glass in that way. So when the Gemara says, does that mean to say, anything that will have that property will be chayven tiyum with rabbanon? Okay, that's what Dainwai says. Mendel Sitzler and some others say, he says, it has the same property as glass, so it's chayven tiyum. Many other achronim, lots and lots of other achronim say no, it's not true. And Chazal said, they said it specifically for glass. The reason behind it was chinish tabi yeshem takana, but they only meant the takana on the specific they said it, which was on glass. They didn't say it for other things, and therefore, plastic is not chayven tefillah. Even Dayan Weiss, when he says it, I don't remember if some of the others do the same thing, but when Dayan Weiss says it, he brings that you know there are others who disagree with me, so you should do tefillah without a bracha. He says not to make a bracha. There's a little bit in the Dakya Tshuva about it. Of course, he's not talking about plastic. He was before plastic. But he has his own material. And he says there's this new material that you could make it back again. So that's a machlokes nachmanim. Okay? We don't have time for it, but there's a possible raya. I don't know if you remember, we talked about last time, the Gemara's case of Mona de Marda, okay, which we said is this thing made out of dirt and whatever, a bunch of things like that, where you just mush them together and dry it out and make it into a kli. Kenzine is arrived from there, that in fact things that can be recreated do not need tefillah, because lahara, if the way we understood it, the way we imagine what that kli is, and we had a pretty picture on here, up there before, what it could look like, lahara, that would be kli also chinish taviyeshan takana. The Gemara says that right next to the din, the glass is chayven tefillah. So if that's not chayven tefillah,
What is that?
Remember from last time the picture of the mausoleum, the picture of the house. It's dirt and dung mixed together and just let to dry out.
Is that what Mr. Dinkles?
What?
What is it right? What is it right made out of?
It's made out of dirt. It made out of things that are not chayven tefillah. The Gemara says it's not chayven tefillah because it's not metal. So the question is, but that is kinesh taviyeshan takana. You could fix it.
You're making it sound like it has no name. Why doesn't it have a name?
It's clear. That's what the Gemara calls it. We had a name for it, whether that's right or not. But the Gemara says it's not Chayven Tzila. And then right around it, the Gemara also says, I think that Chinesh Aviation are Chayven Tzila. So Kenzai, it's right. Okay, that's not so important for us. Okay, now, within this, what Dayan Weiss said, that Chinesh Aviation Takana means anything. Whatever you'll find in the material, Chinesh Aviation Takana, that thing is Chayven Tefillah. If that's what he wants to say, that Mamela Klesik is Chayven Tefillah. So I have a question then, which is, at least in the modern era, I don't know if it was always like this, but paper and cardboard have the same property. Okay, we recycle paper and cardboard the same way we recycle glass. Okay, remember we talked about last time. Chinesh Tabiyeshan Takana means is you could melt it down and start it again. Doesn't mean you could fix it. You can't repair it. You could melt it down and start it again. Okay, that's what you do with paper and cardboard also. You break it back into its fibers and you make a new piece of paper out of it. Okay, so if I don't know if they could do that 100 years ago. I don't know if that was a common thing to do, but we do that now. It happens all the time. So should we say, according to Dayan Weiss, that when the Gemara said Chinesh Tabiyeshan Takana, it didn't mean specific just to glass. Anything with that property, chayven tefillah. So does that mean that if I have something paper or cardboard, again, I'm not talking about whether it's disposable, put that on the side, that's not our shayla for today. But let's say I had a real kli that was made out of that thing. So would we say that the mail should be chayven tefillah according to it? Because it's chayven tefillah, it's not called also. So is that what you mean?
I just
want to
point out that paper, they're reducing it to a much more basic entity than like that.
Okay, so I don't know if that is or not true. Probably the answer is along the line, something like that. Okay, that's like a panel chadashas. Okay,
you make it. It's completely right. Glass is going to be like small, tiny pieces of glass. When you recycle it from paper, it's they have, in order for them to recycle it, they have to completely obliterate any semblance to paper.
Okay, it goes back into its fibers, back into the original cellulose fibers. Okay, and maybe that had something to do with that. Okay, but I don't think talking about that, maybe that's the answer. It's like it's so much beyond that. The Gemara doesn't say that there's an end to what this thing is. Okay, maybe there is an end. Maybe there's maybe a right from a Tosfos. Tosfos talks about that. Such things like a Panim Chadashos, that even like could recreate it, but it's like as if it started from scratch. It's like back to its so such an elemental form. Okay, it's not something to get to us because, as I said to you, most poskim say that you don't have a plastic, which is what most of us do. We don't have a plastic. But not like this sheet of diamond. Okay. Let's go on to a more deeper and more serious question in front. And that is like this. Now we roundaboutly coming back to something we mentioned last time, which is aluminum and other what we call new metals. Which is to say, the Torah says six metals that are chayvim tefillah. Okay? Zahav, kesef, and chayshas, bars, and bedul, and forest. The Torah gives us these six metals that are chayvim tefillah. And the Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't say six metals. The Gemara says, klematchas amur mitzvah, metal is. You look in Shulchan Aruch, it says, klei sudash amatchas, it just says metal. Okay, it doesn't list off the specific ones. Okay, so the impression we have is that metal came from a chayv and tefillah. Okay, but on the other hand, there's a number of Bechorim, you'll hear their names soon, who says, I don't understand. He says, the Torah specifically tells you six metals of chayv and tefillah. They call it like shishak shuv ma'boim ke'echad. The pasuk tells you six specific things of chayv and tefillah. So why do you think anything else is? If the Torah says you six, this and this and this and this, so that means there's not anything else. Why should we include other metals in that? Okay, so now this is a if I use the word modern shayla, because as I mentioned to you last time,
it doesn't say the word six though.
No, like, it says this metal needs tefillah, right. This one and this one and this one.
Anything else? It's like kidney from anything else. You know?
The what?
It falls under the same Kedarim as these.
No, so if the Torah would say one metal...
If it's at six, then you have a point.
I don't mean that. I mean, if the Torah would say metal, if the Torah would say silver, it needs two. We say anything that's diamond to silver is also. We say, just like this is high, and also, so too this is also. When the Torah is specific, say only these things need it, then we say, that's the one that it meant. Why would we say anyone that's diamond to...
There was no plastic around it, no.
So the Marshal couldn't think of a word that would be more generic, couldn't think of a word that, okay, maybe, okay, you know, he probably could have, he's saying it would have been a little bit funny for us, okay, so maybe that could be the answer, maybe that's what it is, okay, so the
question, were there other metals at that time?
Right, so if you remember last time, you'll understand better what I did last time. Last time I went through a whole bunch of different metals and showed you how each one of them was around. The older metals were either combinations of metals that chayv and tefillah, metal, it was roiv of a metal that's chayv and tefillah, which is to say, the things that people had until 100, 200 years ago were all things that would be obviously chayv and tefillah. Okay? They were made of, let's say, a mixture of 75% this and 25% things that didn't need tefillah. So they don't need tefillah anyhow. And there weren't shilas about these things, because there were essentially no metals around that were a question whether they should or should not be chayv and tefillah. Okay? Now that we make things that are completely made of aluminum or chromium or other certain metals, we'll talk about some examples in it soon, those other metals, that they didn't exist. Okay? We have something that's 100% made out of aluminum. What do we do with that thing? Okay? That's why I was trying to bring out last time. The metals that people were using, bronze, okay, it's a thing that's chayv and tefillah. There wasn't a question for them that was chayv and tefillah. Okay? They weren't using these kind of things that we have, to my understanding. So one of the things that people bring with, I think that's this coming slide, yeah, is a Teretz Yisrael. Okay, the Teretz Yisrael, as you know, is Pirush HaMishnayos, has a Hakdama to say the Taharis. Okay, and in the Sakdama that he's looking at the din of Tum of Tyra, there's only certain things need tefillah. So he said there are nine things that need tefillah. Okay, you'll see there are nine things that need tefillah. And he says the group of things that need tefillah that's called matchos. Okay, so he says if you look at the Gra, I didn't break up the brush of names. Tachas or Rabbi Elio, because in his Hakdama to say the Taharis, the Gra says that there are six metals, and they are Zohar, Kesef, Nechayshet, Barz, and Bleroi, Farz. That's the six of the Chayv and Tefillah. Okay? He says that's what the Gra says. But he, the Teretz Yisrael lived in the middle 1800s. Okay? But he says, but Lamaisa is, I don't think so. I think that all metals, he says, Lamaisa, there are new metals around coming out nowadays. He says, and I think they're all included. Okay? So, we're going to try to understand he's saying that, no, taka, they're all included. So the question is, okay, well, what happened? Well, I said there are six psukim that say in them. The pasuk says these six things are chayav and tefillah, so what is it? Is it six things or is it everything? Okay, so I'm going to go through three possible answers to that question. Okay, the first is, this answer is from Lipschitz. Okay, those you know who he is. Yeah. I didn't think I should call him that, but that's what he is. Okay. Mashkiach and Tals. Okay, he said like this. He says, you know, nowadays, we think of things, of metals, with a periodic table. And the periodic table has now, as of recently, if I got it correctly, 118 different things. And we judge things by that's how we classify the metals. He says, but not necessarily. He says, we don't necessarily have to be so look at it so scientifically. And it could be that the six metals that are listed in the Torah are really six groups of materials. Okay? That the word, let's say the word Zohav, may not only include the one material that's listed on the periodic table, whatever number it is, that's called gold. What?
What else would that go?
So I'll give you a second. Okay, so the it could be, okay, in particular to aluminum. So he wants to say is, maybe aluminum is from the Torah's perspective is in the same min, is in the same group as tin is. Okay? Now you may not know this, but till the Baruch World War II, I don't know exactly, but Baruch World War II, when you had a pan that you wanted to cover with like a thin piece of metal, or you had leftovers you wanted to wrap up, you wrapped it up with tin. Okay, it was called tin foil because it was made out of tin. Then they figured out how to make aluminum really cheap and really easily, so they switched. They stopped making tin foil and they made aluminum foil. Right? I mean, you still know what people call tin foil because that's what it used to be. Okay, so I was like, when you think about it, are they, you call it tin foil? So if, when you think about it, so in other words, there are similarities between them, that there's a reason why if they switched from this to this, became from tin foil, became aluminum foil, because they have certain properties in common. So maybe when it says these six things, the word, when it says bedil, and bedil means tin, aluminum is in there also. That also means aluminum. Okay, maybe this is a long one. Marsh was saying. Okay. What would be the pshat in that? What would the pshat? Maybe we would take even the pshat is that when the Torah said there's something very unusual about this pasuk. Okay, I didn't put the pasuk up this week. But the pasuk in the Torah, okay, there's 13 words in that pasuk. Okay, you know how I know there's 13 words in it? Because the first word is ach. Okay, and then it lists off six metals. But it says, Ach es hazav, es hakesef, es hakosef, es hanachoshes, es habarzo, es habadil, es harifaris. To each one of those metals, it says es. Okay, there are six times it says the word es in that pasuk. Okay, which is awfully verbose. And like he just said, es is l'rabbis. Okay, so maybe when the Torah is saying that, it's to be meramis to you. That these,
ach is l'mai.
What?
Ach is l'mai.
So the Gemara has a drasha for the ach. This we'll say in a second. There is a drasha for the ach. Yeah, there's a drasha from the ach. There's a drasha from the ach. But the as is maybe, according to this, would be on the same. So be marvelous that these things are broader than just the very narrow, specific things like this. Okay. Now, the downside to saying an answer like this is that it's leaving us like flapping in the wind over here. And it's we really need Rishonim to give us direction as to, okay, what's the category? What does it mean that this category includes more than the thing what it is? We need big people to be saying chromium is in and titanium is out, right? So if each one is a little broader of a category, well, what's in each category? What's in the category of this and that one? It's not such an obvious thing, which one you'll see in a second. It's not so obvious which one is in the category, which is not in the category. So if we're saying that the etzim, these are categories, and there's really more to each one than by itself, a thesaurus doesn't just include lead, it includes broader things than that also. Okay, well, what does it include? Okay, what's in there? It was sort of left hanging, which is, that's a weakness in it. It's because every time I come up with something new, is it included or is it not included? Okay, so, to me...
Question?
Yes.
About metals in general?
Yes.
Those are found naturally, or those are produced? Like, how?
It's an element. It's in the ground.
Right.
So the chachma was to get it out and to get it to.
During the time of Tanakh, they weren't able to
make anything. Right. They could have picked it up on the ground, but it didn't mean anything to them. They couldn't do anything. Okay. Now, to me, I was looking and trying to say, okay, how would we approach to divide the metals? So when a scientist, when they make the periodic table, the periodic table is divided by how many atomic orbitals it has, and how many electrons it has, and how many valence electrons it has. Okay, so that's their way of looking at it, that we get that the carrier doesn't divide things like that. We're not expected to divide material by how many valence electrons there are in the outer shell. Okay, that's not how we would group metals. We totally don't.
Changes the properties of it.
Right, so what we expect the carrier to do is...
Glass, the same way they determine, they're looking at glass to see whether it's considered or metal.
So right, so we expect from the Turner would look at it as what are the properties that a regular people see?
How many valence electrons?
I understand that, but we're not going to just categorize by that. We're going to look at what are the properties that us humans can see. We just look at the thing, we see certain properties about it, and those properties will help us say this is the same or they're not the same. Okay, so I decided on totally my own guess. Okay, six properties. Okay, that you can have about a metal, okay, that will help us in saying these are or are not in the same group, okay? These are objective properties. One is a color, okay? When I say color, I'll just use it as an example. Gold and copper have very unusual colors to them, okay? Unusual meaning that they're very different than all the other metals. All the other metals have a grayish, whitish color to them. They're roughly the same, not exactly, they're roughly the same. And gold and copper have a very unusual color to them, okay? They're different than the other ones, okay? And then there's a change of color. When certain metals get exposed to the air, they change colors, like iron rusts, okay? Silver tarnishes. Gold doesn't change colors. You can leave gold outside, it doesn't change colors, okay? Again, it's a property that a regular person looking at this and says, oh, this is an unusual one, okay? The density, which is how heavy something is. You'll see how that comes in a second. Not how heavy it is, I mean, per every cup worth, how heavy that thing is, okay? Hardness, okay? How easy it is to work with it and how much it holds its shape. Its melting point, which has to do with working with it. Most people don't think about melting points. But melting points, which is to say, if you want to work with a metal, you want to make... If you want to make something out of a metal, the melting point is an important factor for you. And lastly, if it's ferromagnetic, which is to say, if you touch it to a magnet, does it get attached to it? Okay, regular people would call that magnetic, but it really means... The way it means that it attaches to a magnet is ferromagnetic. Okay, so now, I'm going to show you now a chart. I'm going to show you the six metals from Terra, okay, and six metals that are what we call new metals, or these newer metals, listed all of them by those properties that I have over here, okay. Here's the properties for those 12 things, okay. Each one of them, in some of the categories I just showed, yes, let's say color. So copper and gold have an unusual color. And four of them have changed colors, okay, and the last column is, are they ferromagnetic, okay. So all these properties, okay. Now I'm gonna make life easier for you. I'm gonna compare you some of the metals to see if it doesn't make sense to you, okay? But I'm gonna make it less overwhelming than 1,000 little numbers here. Okay, so to me, it seems to me that it would be easy to say that there are two that are easy comparisons and they're easily fit into what the Terry says, okay? The first is that nickel and iron, okay? Because nickel and iron, except that iron rust, that's one unusual thing, but you see the other properties of them are very similar to each other, okay? The difference in the density, the hardness is measured by a thing called, I don't know what it's called. There's a name to how they measure these things, okay? I didn't think that Chazal measured things with a Mohs hardness, what's it called? There's a name to how it's called hardness, yeah, a Mohs hardness scale, but Lamaisa, that scale is reflective of the truth, okay? So 4 and 4.5 are close enough to each other, in that scale, just for your curiosity, everything is rated from 1 to 10, 10 being a diamond, okay? So 4 and 4.5, everything's rated, everything, all materials, okay? So this tells us that these two materials are pretty similar. So even though nickel didn't exist, people didn't use nickel in those times, but if the Torah says, Barzel is higher than Tefila. Nickel, what we would call nickel, and Barzel is close enough that we would say Esha Barzel means Es, Lerabas is her nickel, okay? And then another one, zinc and tin, okay? Zinc is actually, nowadays, very used a lot. A little bit existed in those times. Okay? Zinc and tin are very similar. I know that the melting points look very different, but they're really not, okay? I mean, in a relative sense, both of those numbers, these are Celsius, those numbers are close enough that those are Celsius numbers. Those are close enough that a person working in a regular fire can melt them easily. Okay, not like some other metals that you need super hot furnaces. This is in a regular furnace, you could do this. Okay, so these two, to me, that zinc, that tin, the deal, Rabbis has zinc, and what did I say the other one? Barzel, Rabbis has nickel is pretty easy. Those are easier, okay? But now look at the three other ones, four other ones, where it's not so clear. Okay, aluminum and tin. No, that was Revolutionist's idea. He said, yeah, aluminum and tin is the same thing. Okay, so you tell me, You tell me, the hardness is okay, similar, melting point not so good, the density is not really close at all, they're not, in other words, tin is much heavier than aluminum is. They have similar colors, they're both non-magnetic, but it's not a great comparison. What I'm going through is to show you is that we need hadracha to know which one is or is not. And the first two, it was pretty straightforward. We don't need anyone to tell us that those things are similar enough to each other that they could be included in that group. But is this one the same? And here's another one. Chromium and tin. Okay? Look at chromium and tin. Well, they're about as dense as each other. Their melting points are way off the chart from each other. Okay? Chromium melts at 1,900 degrees Celsius. You know what I mean? That means that you can't work with chromium in your house. Okay? You can't do it in a regular, and it's much harder. Okay? So those are the same? Maybe yes, maybe they're not the same. Okay, platinum and gold. Okay, both of them are considered very harsh. Okay, platinum and gold have, what they particularly have in common is their specific gravity, okay, their hardness, which is to say is gold is...
Their denseness,
their specific gravity. Gold has is particularly heavy, particularly dense. Okay, it's more dense than come on every single other element that there is out there. Okay, which is say, I mean, when you see, okay, most of you don't watch movies, but when you watch a movie and the guy's walking out with bars of gold, it's not shy. Okay, a bar of gold weighs thousands of pounds. You can't just walk out with a bar of gold. Okay, it's super dense. Okay, so platinum has that property. Gold has a very unusual property that it doesn't change color. That's it keeps its beauty, but also it's super dense, much more dense than anything else. And platinum has that, but everything else, its hardness is similar, you know, close enough, but it's not great. And of course, it's missing this one huge thing, which is gold has a very unusual color to it. Okay, gold has a look to it. You look at gold, it's different than all the metals, and platinum is more like a regular metal color, okay? like a silverish, grayish.
Why can't we be combining for
aspects and
for metals?
And say
why? Okay, so it doesn't look like gold, but
metal
look like silver.
Because you're just seeing some of the pages. I spent a lot of time looking at stressing what is it comparable to? I'm showing you.
Just because the color doesn't look like gold doesn't mean it doesn't look like silver or tin. So
I don't say I went through.
It's shiny.
No, wait, hold the title chart for a second. I went through the charts. So I say which one of these match up to. I'm showing you the best choices that I can come up with. Maybe you come up with a better choice, but I try to come up with the best choices. Now, it could be what he said. Maybe it's a title shovel.
I'm not saying a specific choice.
Yeah, a
title
shovel.
Right.
Say, oh.
It's a match. The platinum is like gold in this property, it's like silver in those properties.
So, title shovel, some man that calls you by this and you by this. Okay, so if you want to say that,
he can use wood and the clathoma and zevel, and he can do to make anything.
In other words, what I was about to say was, which is, these kind of things, we need hadracha for this. This is not for us to sit here and figure out, do they have a sound of the Dabba the Meshuggah came up with six ideas here of how they're compatible. But
with ideas, we need hadracha.
Right, we need some direction on this thing. So you want to say that when the Torah said six, it means six groups. So that's a plausible idea, and for some things it's pretty straightforward. We easily see how it is, but not that. I'm trying to show you how it's not so easy to tell you that I need a shachir to tell me, okay, this is how we compare the metals to each other, okay? Here's the last one, titanium and iron. They're sort of similar, okay? But the big difference is that iron rusts, and iron is ferromagnetic, and titanium is not, okay? So it's a shach.
There's no corrosion at all by titanium?
To my understanding. It does not. Thank you. Okay. So this first possibility is that the Torah gives us six metals. It really doesn't mean six metals. It means six groups of metal. And it's possible that the broadness of those groups includes certain things that we live with, but it leaves us hanging, not knowing how to say, well, which one's included and which one's not. So maybe the Torah meant to include aluminum but not titanium. How am I supposed to know? Okay, so how are we supposed to know what we're supposed to include around? So those sort of left hanging, we may have the answer, but we don't know really how to develop it till yet. Okay. The next is from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. It's very rumors in the Torah Sol that I said to you before him. He says like this. Rabbi Yaakov asks a question. He says, I told you this good morning last week that what's the person's name? Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef came and he wanted to toivel this one of the Marda. Okay, which the way Rashi learns is it's made out of dirt. There's all the shatim in it, but let's say like Rashi, it's made out of dirt. So Rabbi Yaakov says, and the Gemara says back to him, no, klei matcha samurim b'tarah. Okay, what was he thinking? The Torah says six metals. Mana the Mara is not one of those. Not even close to one of those things. What on earth was he thinking, okay, when he said that this thing should be higher than Tefillah? What was he dreaming of, okay? What was he thinking when he said that this thing should be higher than Tefillah? So Yaku says, obviously, he understood, he knew that the Pasuk was Lav Dafka. Okay, when the Pasuk says these metals, it doesn't mean only these things are higher than Tefillah. The Torah really means anything is higher than Tefillah. Anything that's blank is higher than Tefillah. Okay, now, we could, what the blank is, we could fill in. Okay? We could say is, what the blank is that anything that's chinish tabiyashim takana. Maybe that's what the blank is, that these things are chinish tabiyashim takana. Or we could have said the blank is, if Yaakov tries to talk about this, there are other stupors. So maybe the blank is anything that's makabal tumah is chayav tefillah. Rabbi Yaakov has a whole discussion whether Israel is not chayav tefillah. Maybe whatever is chayav tefillah is a Torah meant to include it. But this is saying is, when the Torah says these six metals, it doesn't mean these six things. It means is anything that's in the category that's close to these things is chayav and tefillah. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef thought that it was mamash anything, even his mother the Marza, to which the Gemara says, no, klei makla samon b'Torah. That's what Rabbi Yaakov says. The Gemara was not answering him that, no, you're only really talking about, there's only six metals. The Gemara's answer was, you made it too broad, but you thought it includes everything, it's too broad. It only includes matchas. So now to come back to it, to say, all it includes is matchas. No, it only includes matchas. It does not even include this. The next line of the Gemara does not include this. This is only the Gemara. So it only includes matchas. So what this answer is saying is, not that there are really six things that are chayiv, but each one of those six things is something bigger than itself. The bedil means more than just 10, it means a little bit broader than that also. But no, it means this six is to teach you all matchas is chayiv and tefillah. Okay? If you want to understand that better, or to hear a more variety to it, if we could say, is in Mesechtes Kalim, okay, there are four prakim that talk about the tumah of metal kalim. Okay? The 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th parak talk about the kalim that are chayiv and tefillah. You know that in those four prakim, it says the word matas a zillion times, as you can imagine. Okay? It doesn't once say Zav and Kesef and Nechoshes and Baris and Bedevil and Forest. Mish doesn't tell you that these dinim are for these six things. It just says matas. It keeps repeating it again and again that the things are matas. There's a. No. It's not, I don't believe. As a description of the Middle Torah, doesn't use that. But the Rambam, the first halach in Hilchos Kalim, says that similar to what we saw before in the Torah Yisrael, there are this many kalim that could be makabel toma. He says, and the metals, all metals are makabel toma, like it says, achas is obas akosif. Okay, he's quoting the Sefri in this week's parsha Chukas. Okay, he's quoting the Sefri in this week's parsha that says, it says, you know, how do we know that all metals are chayiv and tefillah? Because achas is obas akosif. Doesn't even bother quoting the whole pasuk. Achas is obas akosif. In other words, the Sefri says that, that's the Rambam, the Mishnah says that those psukim, those six things from the psukim, includes all metals. Okay, some metals included. Now, so we don't have to figure out, is titanium like this metal or is it like this metal? Really different. Metal is metal. Okay, which is what the Gemara says.
The Gemara says metal, though.
What? That's it. Greg, I'll come back in 1 second. Okay. But the Gemara says, claim off because I'm one return. The Gemara says, claim off because I'm one return. So, and that gives over a feeling that those six things are not specific at all. It's a way of telling us metal came. Okay, maybe if we were really smart, we'd figure out why the Torah needs six examples to tell us all metal came. Maybe you look back at my chart and say, oh, each one is to teach you that even if it's missing this element and this element, okay? So, you know, if you, someone would be very smart, they'll sit and study my chart all day and figure out what it means. Okay, so but it means all the metal. Okay, so this is not the essence. It's not answering the question. It's showing you that the question was wrong. You're not telling me, you're not explaining to me why the Torah says six and mean everything. I'm not telling you why, but I'm going to prove to you that the Torah really means everything else. Okay, so it's just avoiding, if I could use the word, it's avoiding the question. It's not the first was trying to answer the question. Each one means a little bit broader than itself. And this is saying, no, all six just mean everything. Okay, now, so the last thing we have to know is just, okay, so what did that mean now? What does Matkas mean? Now, we saw last time, Rashi in the Parshas Vayera, okay, that explains what that word means. Okay, on the pasuk it says umotoloi nitach harza. Okay, so Rashi's second shot is nitach is the same, in this understanding is the same word as matechas. Okay, the same church as the word matechas. Rashi says there means that it liquefies and it pours. Okay, so umotoloi nitach harza means is the bara, the frozen ice that was up there in the sky, did not melt and come pouring down to the ground as you would have expected. Okay, that's Rashi's second shot over there, and it brings Raya from pesukim. I think it was Yecheskel, but that's what the word means. That's used for metal the same way. There in Yecheskel, to answer what Levi said, in Yecheskel, the word not the word mateches, but the word nitach and metal are very associated with each other. Okay, not the word mateches like as in a noun, as a verb. But okay, anyhow. So if we say like that, if we say like what Rashi says, then we have a problem. And because if it means anything that could liquefy and pour, then it includes plastic also. Okay, it includes maybe even glass also. Okay, so we know that that's not true.
Well, should
we,
what
is it? I don't know. I looked at nothing, but I don't know about limestone. But the plastic and glass might qualify that also. So probably most people would assume it's like the last line of the Torah Yisrael. Excuse me. Torah Yisrael says. He says. Call Hanirka the Patish, Rikui Pachim, Nikra Matres. Anything that you could flatten out with a hammer and make into thin strips is called Matres. In English, we call that malleability, okay? Which is in fact a description of metals. When a scientist nowadays would describe what we call metals, not what a scientist calls metals, what we call metals is that they're malleable, okay? Which is to say, you could hammer them out and flatten it out. You can't take wood and bang with a hammer and flatten it out and make strips out of it. It doesn't work. Okay, but metals have that property, and that describes all those things that I put up on the chart beforehand, all those 12 things that I brought to you, the 6 in the Torah and the 6 not in the Torah, all have this common property. So we say, someone's going to write in, when you write, you're Gemara on Paris, when you write your own fate, Yerushalmi, then you'll write in like this, that if the 6 things is, this is Lamai, this and Lamai, this, and what do they have? It's not a Shavu Shavu Kulam, it's Nikrim Apatish Rikui Pachim, and therefore that's what the term means to include when it's in us. Okay, so, 2 answers we said so far. Okay. Third answer. So the first answer said, I'm going to answer your question. There are 6 metals, and each one's a little broader than you think it is, includes a lot of things. The second answer was, I don't know why, but 6 metals, somehow we on Chazal knew that it means all metals that are in the world. I don't know how, but somehow the Torah had to say 6, and somehow it means it, and that's what it means. Okay, the third answer, Ramosha says, this is not, the first answer, I'm going to answer it. Second was, I'm going to prove you that you're not asking the right question. I don't know why, but I'm going to prove you wrong. And Ramosha says, you are right, it's true. It's true when the Torah says there are 6 metals of Chayav and Tzil. It's true, there are only 6 of them. He says, how can you believe the Torah would say 6 metals? And it means more than that, of course. There are only 6 metals of Chayav and Tzil. He says, that's the truth. It's not the truth. He says, but aluminum is Chayav and Tzil, and drop on them. He says, just like glass is Chayav, because it's kin yishtabu yesh and takana. He says, so aluminum has that same property also. So if glass is chayav tzilum d'rabbanan, so aluminum is chayav tzilum d'rabbanan also. He says, so it's not chayav d'raisa, it's chayav d'rabbanan, so you make a bracha on it, regular type like anything else, but it's just not chayav d'raisa. There's some nafgaminas, something only chayav d'rabbanan. He says, but it's not chayav d'raisa, it's only chayav d'rabbanan. So the answer to the question is, no, you're right, the question is 100% true. You're really only 6 things of chayav tzilum. Aluminum is not written in the pasuk, it's not chayav tzilum. Now, that's a fine answer. It's a fine way to look at things, but we have a problem, okay? Because that answer seems to dovetail exactly with what I told you before from Dayan Weiss, which is Dayan Weiss said that when the Gemara says ki nishtav yeshem takana, it doesn't only mean that glass is chayav in tefillah. It means anything with that property ki nishtav yeshem takana is also chayav in tefillah. He says it for what? To say that plastic is chayav tefillah, because plastic also has this property of kin yishtav yeshem takana. So Ramesh, who's saying is that aluminum has that property as chayav tefillah, the Gemara didn't have aluminum. So what did it mean is when the Gemara says whatever is kin yishtav yeshem takana is chayav tefillah. So then, if aluminum is chayav, then plastic should also be chayav. Okay. So then, if you follow what Ramesh says, Ramesh saying is the Gemara when it says kin yishtav with anything with that property is chayav tefillah with rabbanan. So then, I understand why aluminum good. And the plastic should also be. Okay, well the problem is, with the Ramosha's Yeshiva, MTJ, printed a journal. Okay, and Ramosha has at the end there it says, Ramosha said, no, not chayav tzilah. Plastic is not chayav tzilah. Okay, so make up your mind. I mean, if you believe that kinish tabi yashim takana means anything that's included, anything that has that property is chayav tzilah with rabbanan, so then plastic should also be. And if you think that the Gemara means dafka for glass, it doesn't mean for any material with that property. It means anything that anything. So make up, it has to go one with the other. Okay, so I guess a number of people.
Natural.
What?
Is it a natural material versus man made?
What should be the difference?
That's what I'm talking about, natural material.
Why is it?
No, it's a drabbanan.
Because that's all you're talking about, natural.
Okay, so why is plastic? And why is plastic? Like, about this. Why is it plastic more less natural than glasses? You take something out of the ground. You take something out of the ground. I know that in modern day, right? In modern day, we say that things that are made out of petroleum are not natural. Of course, it's a joke. What do you think? It came from Mars? I mean, it came from the ground. So it didn't come from no place.
I said everything has a natural source. But say glass, they knew how to make glass. You know,
yeah,
but they didn't know how to make plastic.
They didn't know how to make aluminum either. So if you say aluminum is included, because they say whatever you'll be able to fix up is included, so then you have to include plastic. You want to say, no, well, only what they had in front of them they include. That's also reasonable. So then don't include aluminum, don't include plastic. You can't have one without the other. Okay. So that was the first. I guess the number of people who either should know their answer, or maybe who are close to the family who might come with the answer, I didn't get a very satisfactory answer. But then, lo and behold, I found that this is the very first journal that you printed. I don't know how many they printed in the end. But in the second journal, okay, the second one was printed a couple months later. Okay, the second one has the Tshuva for Moshe. Okay, the Tshuva for Moshe, a lot of the parts in the Tshuva that are in this one, that are printed in here, are what's in the Igros Moshe about aluminum, whether it's high and teal or not. Okay, I don't think, maybe I missed it, that the paragraph that I'm about to show you actually appears in the Tshuva that's printed in Igros Moshe. But in this one, he says like this. Okay. In the second one, the first one has quotes him as saying that plastic is not high and teal, and he agrees with that. He doesn't argue that in the second one. But in the second one, he tells us, he says like this, "Ein l'chai pleat plastic, midyeshen takana dehituch?" That's our question. I'm just telling you that aluminum is high and teal because it's yeshen hituch. He says, why? Because Chacham only said it on glass. Okay, wait a second. So what about aluminum? He says, no, and this metal that I'm talking about, aluminum is different. What? Okay, so before I tell you anything, what does that mean? The closer to metal, it's true, aluminum is a lot closer to other metals than plastic is. What does that mean? But seemingly, you have to make up your mind. Either Chazal, when they said with Rabbanon Yechayev and Tzvila for these things, they meant anything that's like that or not. Why would you think it's the other way around? If Chazal would have said that aluminum was Chayev and Tzvila, I could have understood. We said Chazal said aluminum was Chayev, but they didn't say plastic. They only said things that are close to this, but they didn't do that. They said glass is Chayev, but glass is not like metal. So what does that mean? So I don't have a great explanation of it, but I think he means. Okay. I asked family people who didn't explain to me. Maybe I didn't ask enough of them. But I think what he means, but I'm guessing that he means it like this. We look at it that metal is high in tefillah, and then Chazal went ahead and said, and that thing is also high in tefillah. They picked something else. They say glass has something like this. Glass is also high in tefillah. The way I'm understanding that he's saying it like this, they didn't just pick another thing. They said is the group called metal, which has all kinds of properties, like we saw in the Gemara on Shabbos last time, we're going to broaden that group to include not just metal, which has all these properties, but even some of the things that are a little broader than that have some of those properties. And it stretched so far that it even includes glass also. Okay, they stretched it so far to include, now glass doesn't have all the properties of metal, but they stretched metal far enough to include plastic in it also. To include glass in it also. So, we only know what they included. They included glass. Okay, so we can't say that they would include plastic because we don't know if it's similar enough that they would have wanted to include it. We'd say they didn't include it. But when you're stretching the takana, obviously the first thing you're going to pass when you're stretching the takana is going to be aluminum. Okay? Aluminum is much more. And crazy yourself. When you're stretching yourself, you say metal is broader. It doesn't just mean metal that are rikui pachem. It means a little bit more than that also. So when you're going to stretch it far enough to include glass, and also stretching far, you're going to pass aluminum really quickly. Because aluminum has so many properties that are like metal. Obviously, when the Torah said six, if you want to make it broader than those six, you can include more things also. Okay? I'm not sure if that is real, not that has real. You can figure this out. According to Ramosha, only those six are chayvin tefillah, and aluminum is only chayvin tefillah. Okay? So I'm going to summarize that. I found one person. There are probably others who says that aluminum and new metals are not chayiv and tefillah at all. Okay, he wants to do tefillah out of bracha to like be machmir. But I'll tell you after this. But most people that I saw said that it's chayiv either midrash or midrabbanan. Okay, there are many who said it's midrash, and many who said midrabbanan, like what Ramosha's way of saying it. But and we, as a rule, talk, again, the shayla of alum that's disposable is not for today. It's a different time. Halacha chesim it's Hashem, but not for now. But aluminum batsim have an aluminum pot that we would, most people would tovel with a bracha. Okay, so now let's just go through.
Didn't Rabbi Yaakov say
to tovel with that? Yaakov, it's not so clear what the maskana is. There's a letter that I'm reading from. There's something printed in his name. It's not so clear what he said with or without bracha. The way I saw it was that he said, do it with a bracha. But by no means am I sure that that's convinced that that's what he really holds.
I think in a safer tefillah scale, they bring him down without a bracha.
Okay, so we have here medals. I don't know, you can count them. I don't remember how many there are. All these medals, we consider to be medals and chayiv in tefillah, similarly with the Raisa. Some would say maybe some of them also drabanan. Okay, we talked about all these, come out every one of these cases this time or last time. Okay. Some of them were glass type, these are mixture kind of things. Okay. These are chayiv in tefillah, the bracha. These are glass things that are chayiv in tefillah, also with the bracha, they're considered glass. So the simple ones are the drinking glasses and the glass plates. Pyrex, we spoke about last time, as a borosilicate. It's a special kind of glass, but essentially it's glass. It's at least what we would call right glass. And Corel, we don't have time for it, but there's a number of patents to read about what Corel is made out of. Okay, just for your curiosity, I found it interesting. And the reason why it's called Corel, okay, is because, and I now know how to spell it, is because it's made of two layers of glass, and the inner core with an outer layer, and that's what gives it its special properties. Okay, so it's Corel. Okay, the inside is a core of one glass, and the outside is a different kind of glass. But essentially, it's glass. And if you read the patent, I didn't bore you, even though I gave you so many little words there, there are many more words. If you read the patent, you see that basically it's glass. It has other things added into it, but we spoke last time that roiv would be enough to make it chayiv in tefillah. So even those other things that are not exactly glass, but the numbers show that it's very clearly roiv glass. Roiv, what we would call it glass. That's not taken seriously from that side. We say when the Gemara says that glass is chayiv in tefillah, if I have a glass that can't meet that property, once they said it, then they did it. We try to understand why would they say that, but once they said it, then that chayiv for all things like that. And these are things that don't need tefillah, okay? Things made out of bone and cork and ivory and rubber and styrofoam and wood. All these kind of things are things that are not, that don't need tefillah. These are all things that are made out of...
The mug is a material?
So no, you're right. The mug is not a material. I'm sorry. You're right. It's true. This is alphabetized. On my paper, mug is first. I put it on there because a mug is... I use it as an example because it's different than things like china. We're not talking about things, I've said last time, about things that have two layers to them. One that needs tefillah and one that doesn't. Like a piece of china is made out of cheres, it doesn't need tefillah, and has glass, it doesn't need tefillah. That will do it.
You don't have a place to get it.
Oh, no, my mistake, sorry. It should be on there. It should be on there. But, so I want to say, the reason why I put on mug on there is because in a mug, it's made, the base is made out of cheres, doesn't need tefillah, and it has just a shellac on the top of it that also doesn't need tefillah. Okay? Different than a piece of china, which is glazed, it has glass on the top of it. What's on top of a mug is not glass.
But the covered glaze is not glass.
The coating on top of a mug is just a shellac, like a paint put on top of it. It's not made out of glass. No, but when you have a piece of china, there the coating that's on top of it is a piece of glass. Okay? We'll get to halacha. I don't know what I think it is. We'll talk about things with two layers on that.
We'll send you
the report. It's on our website. Okay, but right now we're talking about things that have either one layer or the whole thing is not like a mug. There's no parts of it that could be chayiv in tefillah. The base and the coating are both not chayiv in tefillah. If we had one here, I would show you. You would see it yourself. Okay.